Dr. Horton, thank you for speaking at our Solo 500 conference, and you are the J. Gretchen Machen Professor of Systematic Theology at Westminster Seminary, so it is fitting that you speak on Calvin. And I wanted to ask you, why is John Calvin's Institute so important today to especially men training for the ministry?
Well, that's why he wrote it. There are lots of different answers that are given for why Calvin wrote that. Because there really are different answers, especially with each edition, he had a different audience in mind. But he wrote it initially as a sort of summary of the faith to give, particularly to people who were just becoming evangelical, young men especially who were considering becoming ministers, and they really didn't have any seminaries. You know, they didn't have any publishing houses, so they needed literature, and so Calvin summarized basically in textbook form a very short version of what we have now as the Institutes. He also wrote it to defend the Reformed faith to the King of France, a way of saying, "Hey, this is what we believe, and it's I hope you see that it's not heretical." I think it is absolutely amazing to go through it devotionally. I know it sounds strange. A lot of people who have never read it for themselves might think of Calvin's Institutes as sort of, oh, goodness gracious, is this going to be like reading an aeronautics manual? It's really amazing. Just to read through it from cover to cover, dedicate yourself to doing that even for your devotions. Mm-hmm. He brings you to your knees in prayer, raises your eyes in gratitude to the Lord, explains things that you've always wondered about in very plain language and has scriptural support for it. So I think it's absolutely essential reading for pastors, even if you're not sure that you're willing to throw your hat in with being Reformed. You'll find a lot there to agree with, even if you are from a different tradition.
A lot of depth there, and but it's actually relatively easy to understand, the English translations. The second question we have for you is if you could give a summary of John Calvin's family life and his study habits. And his health as well. So maybe if you could touch on those things.
Well, start with the health. He was a horrible personal manager. He did not take care of himself. He worked himself crazy. He would get up very early, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, would go to bed sometimes very late, and he wore out his eyes, and he wore out his other organs. He had to get on a horse periodically and go ride to get rid of his hemorrhoids. Mm. The guy was just, had ulcers, had any issue, you name it. So he was in ill health really his whole life, kind of a frail constitution, and he didn't take care of himself. Family life. I don't think you'd hold Calvin up as the great example of a family man. I think that Calvin was a little eccentric, bookish. When his wife died, he said, I wrote to his friend Viret and said, "I've lost my best friend. I'm bereaved of my best friend." And they really were close. They had a youth hostel together in Strasbourg, and used to have young people in and out of the youth hostel running that together. They enjoyed ministry together. He was focused on being a reformer first and a family man second. So... He lost his son, Jacques, the one son that they had together, lost him born prematurely. So soon after he was born, he died. And then he tried to raise Idalette's children. Idalette had been married before, and then her husband died. And so Calvin married her. And was not at all successful with that. Was not a great dad. And also didn't really form a bond there with her kids. That's a sort of sad chapter, but it just reminds us that we all have feet of clay. And, you know, no one acknowledged that he had a feet of clay more than Calvin did.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.